What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president. Because if he is,
you can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Führer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
To rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed. Especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
Wants to take away your vote.
Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy. Yeah.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Cozy up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
He's reelected. He will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question.
That, my friends, is called Trump derangement syndrome on steroids. What you just saw there was what happens when the legacy media looks for any bright spot whatsoever among all the polling data and finds none. Right now, as we speak, there is no hope for the woke activists disguised as journalists in the legacy media, and they're having nothing less than a collective meltdown. And we're going to see precisely why, for their own warped woke world, things are only going to get worse. You're going to absolutely love this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, have you seen the price of gold lately? It's skyrocketing. Gang, the world is returning more and more back to gold and silver. And that means there's simply never been a better time to get into gold and silver than right now as we speak. And that's why I partnered with the amazing company Gold Co., because I know the Patriots there are ready to help you and guide you at just at a time like this. So go ahead and click on that link below right now to get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. That's right. This gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And get this, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I mean, I told you they're patriots just like us, and they're here to help. So whatever you do, do not wait until it's too late. Defend your financial freedom by clicking on that link below right now and get your own free gold and silver kit today. Now, what you just saw there was a compilation of the woke legacy media's reaction to their own polling. Make no mistake, if they could manipulate the polls the way they did back in 2020, they'd be doing it, right? Back then in 2020, President Trump never led in a single poll. He never even came close to tying Biden. The Real Clear Politics polling average gave Biden a +7 advantage the day before the election. +7. YouGov gave him a +10 advantage. So did CNBC. Now, of course, Biden went on to, quote, win by only 40,000 votes. Biden consistently underperforms the polls, whereas Trump consistently overperforms the polls. The legacy media knows that. And that's why they're looking at the latest polling that it's been coming out for weeks now, and they're beginning to utterly panic. Take a look at this piece from CNN. CNN, gang, the most distrusted name in fake news. Biden has an electoral math problem. In other words, Biden is about to get slaughtered in the general election. Right now as we speak, I mean, forget California, forget Connecticut, forget New York. Blue states are going to vote blue. Red state. Well, although Trump is saying that he has polling data that shows that New Jersey, deep blue New Jersey, is within striking range. But regardless, blue states are going to vote blue. Red states are going to vote red. This election comes down to battleground states. And what the CNN article is freaking out over is that all the polls, again, all the polls, not one or two cherry-picked polls, all the polls are showing that Trump is absolutely running away with it in the battleground states. And we're talking massive leads way beyond the margin of fraud in Arizona and Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania. Trump is absolutely stomping Biden. And what CNN is openly sounding the alarm over is that if Biden doesn't figure out a way to turn this around, he's toast. It's a Trump 300 electoral vote landslide, guaranteed. And what's making things even worse for Biden is that the Democrat Party's voter base actually gives President Trump higher approval ratings than they do bumbling Biden. If you survey all the Democrat-friendly demographic groups, right? Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, LGBT, Gen Z, millennials, unmarried and college women, a Democrat pollster found that among these voting constituencies, Trump beats Biden by 4 points. Remember the key here, when all is said and done, gang, voters honestly believe Trump was just the better president. They believe things were pretty good when he was president. They think things went really bad when Biden came to become president. And so if they vote for Trump, things will get good again. It's the easiest, simplest campaign slogan imaginable, and it's resonating even among traditional Democrat constituents. And so I kid you not, the ultra-leftist media outlet The Atlantic is now publishing pieces, a whole series of pieces, advising their dwindling readership on how to conduct themselves during a second Trump presidency. You can't make this stuff up. They are actually counseling their readers on how not to go insane during a second Trump presidency. We need you to keep your wits about you, right? You can't let Trump turn you into a babbling idiot like he's turned us into. We need a viable resistance, and that means that you need to remain vigilant and sober. That's the gist of this article. It's an article comparable to what we saw coming out of MSNBC some days back. Again, this is an actual headline from MSNBC. How not to have a psychic meltdown when you see the new Trump-Biden poll numbers. That's a real headline. That's not from the Babylon Bee. That's a real headline saying the quiet part out loud. How not to have a psychic meltdown when you see new Trump-Biden poll numbers. Or take a look at Newsweek magazine. They just published this panic coming from the Young Turks, Cenk Uygur. Take a look at this. Mr. President, you're going to lose to Trump. We're begging you to step down. Okay. Tell us what you really think, right? I mean, panic doesn't even begin to describe what we're seeing here, guy. The legacy media is in a total meltdown. And you can expect it to only get worse. And that's because you can expect Biden's poll numbers to only get worse. His poll numbers are going to continue to tank right along with his Bidenomic infested economy. Butter the popcorn, gang. This is going to get good. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand,
This channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.